The following program is a production of Montana Public Radio.
A fair amount of time improvising, but what ends up as a final recording is largely composed. That we've kind of honed the improvisations into certain melodic lines or harmonic ideas or a certain arrangement of what instrumentation enters when and what sorts of things are they trying to say, and then that, you know, even that has room for improvisation in the final take that we do. But it ends up largely a series of ideas that we've committed to memory, or we are all on the same page of how they're going to go.
Clark records everything that we play, and so we can go back and harvest material from all the rehearsals. And we play through a tune many times on different days, so there's a lot of material to go through and pick the best parts. And then we can structure a piece around those best parts.
Friends that I have that book shows say, hey, can I book your band? And I say, you don't want to book this horrible, god-awful noise. That's what I say. That's what I tell. And I say, you know, it's like long-form improvisation, usually on a small number of chords. And so the song doesn't change a lot. They drone on and on, doing the same thing. Beauty through repetition is kind of what we tell ourselves, why it's okay to play the same thing over and over again.
What kind of music is it? It's definitely not your traditional goes from consonant to dissonant. Sometimes it'll play with dissonant quite a bit and then be more consonant, but usually not for a while. Weird scales, modes. It's hard to describe music like this. It's different than anything I've ever listened to or heard.
Sometimes I think that means that like we're really onto something, and other times it's like, there's a reason that that other music doesn't sound like this.
I guess I would describe our music as a bit of prog rock, it's a bit of kraut rock. There's elements of jazz at times, there's ambience, but really it's tough to specify it as a genre. It's more textures, rhythms, and colors, and spaces filled and empty spaces.
The band is Modality. The word modality is defined as a particular mode in which something exists or is experienced or expressed. Perfect. The five members of Modality live in three cities in two states, and until a few weeks ago, two of the men had never met each other in person. Yet they've been practicing every Thursday evening for years, and they're now working on a double album. The guys will explain how that's possible later on, But first, let's hear the creation story. It all started with Jay Bruns and Clark Grant.
Jay had posted something on Craigslist. He was trying to get rid of this speaker cabinet, 215s in it. And I had just moved to Missoula, August 2008. But I had lost in the move the speaker cabinet for my beloved Fender guitar amp, you know. So I saw this one and I thought, oh, I'll go check that out. And I went over to the guy's house and went into his garage, and it was just innumerable shelves piled with very useful things, you know, everywhere. And then a lot of musical equipment, a lot of electronics. And we ended up having this long conversation about like circuit bending and all those various things. We talked for several hours. We just kept hanging out, and I kept going over to his place. And I found this, you know, drum set kind of buried behind stuff in a corner in his garage, and asked him when the last time he'd played was. And he said it had been a while, so like we broke it out and then set up this keyboard. And we just started playing together. And at first, like, I would say volume was the main compositional element of our band.
Jay is the band's drummer and computer technology whiz. Clark plays guitar and keyboards. He's also a recording engineer and manages KBMF, a community radio station in Butte. Ben Weiss was the third member to join Modality. He plays keyboards and is also involved in community radio. He's a DJ in Missoula.
I've had a radio show for approaching 20 years. I've been involved with community radio stations and just have spent a lot of time listening to lots of different sounds and continue to listen to different sounds and think about different ways to synthesize them. When I got involved, it was because I was hearing things that Clark and Jay weren't hearing and what they were doing, and I was nudging them to bring them out more, and that's when they said, oh, why don't you contribute some of your own stuff as well? So I think, yeah, my strength is largely in what I hear and what we're doing and helping encourage and bring out the sounds that make us sound like us.
Like a producer.
In some ways, like a producer.
By the way, I'm Cherie Newman, and I'll be your guide into the strange and wonderful world of Modality. This song, which is called I Will Show You Fear in a Handful of Dust, goes on for another 14 minutes, so we're going to have to move on. Charles Nichols, composer, violinist, computer music researcher, and university professor, got involved with Modality after Jay, Clark, and Ben produced Particle City, their first record album. Here's Jay.
We were really proud of Particle City because we had pressed it to vinyl and put the record together ourselves. It was a pressing of 300. So we self-published and ordered it from United Record Pressing in Tennessee. And I still just remember those days of gluing the sheets that we had screen printed from a guy local here in town. And we were all excited about this record. So we sent it out to all sorts of blogs, and we were thinking of people to play it for around town. And we were like, what about this guy, Charles Nichols? He's an old professor of both Clark and I, and just, you know, was into weird electronic stuff. And so we emailed Charles and said, hey, would you like to listen to the record with us? And he said, yeah. And we were sort of surprised, you know, but it never hurts to ask.
So Clark sent me a copy of their Particle City, and I liked it a lot, and then they came to a lecture I gave at the university, and I called them afterwards and said that I wanted to listen to the album with them and talk to them about it.
He really enjoyed the record, and he said, well, you know, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to come down and play with you guys for a practice or two or something and just make some noise.
And then I asked if I could play with them, and they looked at me like, you want to do what?
And we were just sort of taken aback because we're, you know, hobby basement garage musicians, just making sounds we like. None of us had had much musical training besides, you know, light schoolwork, light extracurricular type stuff. And I remember when Charles showed up, he had this sort of spaceship of electronic stuff hooked through his laptop, and he had his violin and his bass. And are like, oh, I don't know how this is going to work. And we were sort of intimidated because he was just a high caliber musician in the professional sense. You know, he's a composition instructor. And then for about a month, I would look at them and say, how come I get to play with you guys? And they were looking at me like, how come you want to play with us? We hit record on that first practice, and we still go back and listen to that practice. It was just wonderful. Everything really came together musically at that point. We just started feeling really good about what we were playing, and there was no pretenses, no expectations from anybody to play anything other than what they wanted.
What you're hearing is an actual recording from that first jam session with Charles.
I love playing with them because they're such great musicians and they think about music differently than the way I have, and playing with them has really helped my composition of all other kinds of music. Just because they think about music so fluidly, and they have given me a place to experiment with music in a way that's different from my training, and then that's carried over into my more traditional composition or my more concert composition.
We played for about 9 months to a year before Charles took a job at Virginia Tech over in Blacksburg. And at that point, you know, we were really excited for Charles, but we didn't really know what was going to happen with the band. And Charles brought up the fact that he had played concerts over the internet with this little box called the Jamlink. And it was originally designed to allow people at educational facilities with access to internet to play low latency audio together.
Low latency means there's virtually no delay when sending and receiving video and audio over the internet.
And at this time, it was also happening that home networks and home internet speeds were getting to a point of where they were an acceptable speed to use Jamlink at home. So before Charles left, he gave us one of these boxes and said, let's try it out. And sure enough, he got to Virginia, and we were able to play over the internet and continue practicing. Not long after Charles left, Clark moved over to Butte to start a radio station. And, well, that didn't mean anything against the band. We would just get another Jamlink box and have Charles in Virginia, Clark in Butte, and Ben and I over in Missoula.
The audio software is faster than the video chat, so we can respond pretty well musically, but when we're looking at each other and talking, it's delayed. It's a funny phenomenon that we're able to do this as well as we have been.
That was Ben Weiss. Jay, Clark, Ben, and Charles had been jamming, composing, and recording together for about 2 years when Clark met Patrick Christensen, a saxophone player in Butte.
Well, Clark being Clark and being a gregarious friend maker, he befriends this guy at jam night in Butte, Patrick. And Patrick's a sax player, and, you know, he started sitting in on practices. And again, it just made sense. There was not even really a need to have a consensus if Patrick wanted to be in the band. And so there we were, a five-piece band in three cities, two states. But it kept working, and we'd practice every week on Thursdays.
Patrick now lives in Missoula and is a student at the University of Montana. Playing with modality was a new experience for him.
Playing without music and then playing with effects, it's just a whole new world for me. It's something completely different than I've ever done. I've always just read music. You know, they put a sheet in front of you, and you know exactly what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to play this note at this time, this loudness. You know, the beginning of the note, the middle of the note, the end of the note. Yeah, none of that matters. It's freeing. It's just a whole new world. Whole new world.
I asked Patrick what unique strength he brought to the band.
I'm the eye candy. I give it legitimacy by having a real instrument there, even though saxophone's not a real instrument. Man, I don't know what my strength is. I still don't know what my place is in the band, kinda. You know, still feeling it out, and it's honest.
And
it's true. I've never played with Charles in real life, and I know that's taken a lot from it. You know, I think I'll know more after after this weekend, I think.
It's New Year's Day. Patrick has been in the band for about a year.
Hey. Dude.
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
Charles and Patrick meet in person for the first time.
You're real.
Long time no see.
Yeah. Good to meet
Never.
You.
We're not internet buddies anymore.
No, it's great to see you.
No, we're real buddies. Yeah, it's good to meet you.
You have never met Charles.
Not in real life, no. This just ones and zeros on a computer screen. Yeah. He could have been fake, for all I know. Could have been.
I've seen you across the room, too. I've never really seen you close up to the camera.
I know. Never close, but here we are. It's going to be a great playing. Yeah, that's the real joy.
Fantastic.
Clark always says it's like playing with a condom on when you're on the jam link, so it's going to be nice to take the condom off.
We should have a whole segment of Patrick and Clark always says.
Yeah, we could do that.
The guys carry instruments, amplifiers, and cases full of electronic equipment through the doorway of Jay's house.
Is there more, Charles?
No, that's it.
Okay. Oh, dang. How you been?
As individuals, I found out that each of these men is interesting, talented, and creative. But when they're all together, they become something more. A unique amalgamation of smart, generous, bright, and hilarious.
I've been eating so much ham.
Yes, I have. Hello.
How's your car?
Finally, everyone sits down to a table filled with bowls of potato chips, tortilla chips, sliced cucumbers, pretzels stuffed with peanut butter, and beer bottles. All musical instruments in the right hands, so I ask for a song.
Our tiny desk concert.
I don't think I washed my hands before I touched all the chips in the bowl.
Here's a tune called Rarified Airwaves, one of the cuts from Modality's upcoming album.
I would like to sum up Modality is sort of a incubator or a think tank for general weirdness. We come to the table with ideas and pose it to other members of the band, and we get encouragement and, you know, different feedback from that. And from this band, we've spawned a business. We've spawned many side bands. We've spawned projects creatively. This last year, Ben and I each wrote songs and put those into a movie one of our friends made, Love Like Gold. And we've also live scored a movie, Haxan. And really, you know, the friendship has been the most stable part of it. It's been the foundation to all of it. And I just feel like, in a way, a merry band of pranksters that, you know, any of us could come to the table with something weird, some, you know, harebrained idea, and we'd all figure out how to make it happen if it really mattered to the other person, and just go with it.
It will be supported, yeah, I know.
Clark wanted to reinterpret top 40 country music, and that didn't work out that well.
It wasn't that.
I'm still on board. We just have other things to do first. We need
back,
to bring Charles
back burning now. It's on the back.
We're going to lose this heavy hitter player we have on that project, though.
You know, we have to provide each other with emotional support just because Clark is really strange.
I would like to say that I'm really amazed that this project that Jay and I conceived of years ago now has continued and evolved into this thing that it is now. And I've always said to Jay that I felt like it's 90% friends, 10% bandmates. You know, so I don't think that this band is like the end-all be-all of what's going on in all of our lives, but it's become a really important aspect of our lives. And as a way for us to stay in touch with Charles now that he's across the country, and you know, a way for these two, Patrick and Charles, now to meet and hopefully become collaborators more so. And this band has really kept me in touch in a strong way with these people that I love. So we get to play together, and that's really fun. I do like listening to the stuff we create, and we joke around and all that, you know, but I'm just glad that it's kept us close.
I'm grateful that we're still together, even though I live in Virginia, and that we can still, because of technology, we can still rehearse every week and perform, because it's really become my church to meet every Thursday night and Jack Trip with you guys. Jack Trip is the technology that we're using. Record in the upstairs of my house here, sort of by Bonner Park, and it's nice looking out the window. We have this big buck deer that lives in our backyard that sort of postures for us, and I've asked him repeatedly if he wanted to play in the band, but it's nice. It's intimate. I think three guys in the room is about as many as you would want playing in that room, and it's just really refreshing to see Charles sign in and see his video come up, and Clark the same, and we catch up on each other's weeks and we play some music and figure out what we want to do. We usually play for a couple hours, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter, depending on things.
You're listening to a Monday music special from Montana Public Radio. I'm Cherie Newman with Jay Bruns, Clark Grant, Ben Weiss, Charles Nichols, and Patrick Christensen, who are the band called Modality. After a break, we'll move over to the VFW bar in downtown Missoula. Don't go away. Thanks for sticking around with us for the continuing saga of a band called Modality. Five musicians who live in three cities and two states, but still manage to practice and perform using the internet and technology tools. Okay. On the 28th of January, Jay, Clark, Ben, and Patrick set up for a gig in the back room of Missoula's VFW bar. Using video chat functions from a website called uvu.com, they bring Charles into the room.
Okay, here, there we go. Camera. All right. That's a horrible sound, isn't it? There you go, that's what we specialize in. Okay, then. It's exciting. Charles is on the screen. Audio and video, man. Crazy. I don't do video. That's why I tell him.
Charles' head looms large on a white sheet hanging on the wall behind the stage. He looks really spooky.
He does, doesn't he? He's kind of emerging from the wall there. And look at Patrick by the POWMIA sign.
A row of online advertisements also appears, but Jay takes care of that.
I just removed ads from the internet with a piece of gaff tape. I feel so accomplished.
Charles is sitting in his university office in Blacksburg, Virginia. There's a row of diplomas hanging on the wall behind him. He's holding a violin under his chin. It's 10 p.m. in Montana, midnight in Virginia.
We're not able to get a static IP, or we're not able to get an IP over DHCP here.
Huh?
But somehow the Jamlink is?
What?
This is insanity. I would say there's probably 200 cables going everywhere. Oh, he's starting to pixelate. Oh, wow.
The room is mostly empty during the band's sound check. Then they begin their first song, and people, dressed mostly in black, start to drift into the room from the bar. They stand in rows facing the stage, swaying, holding drink cups, watching four musicians lined up across a plywood stage and Charles' head hovering behind them.
Thank you.
The song goes on for 10 minutes or so, and then it ends with a fade out.
Strung from the back of the bar to the front of the bar. So please tread lightly. You hear all these bits and pops and clicks. They are your grandmother sending you cat memes. Because the internet is a big truck and it's full of cat memes. That song was called Caves of Macedonia. It's off an upcoming split with this band Lasertooth over in Massachusetts. We got a couple more for you and a great night of music, so please stay tuned. Thank you.
it's interesting that the band has not only survived but thrived through this electronic link. We record all of our sessions and we set up a little Skype video feed so we can see each other. But sometimes when we're playing and practicing, we just turn off the video and close our eyes and we're all in the same room. And this method is definitely unconventional, but it has worked very well for us. We have enough technical aptitude between everybody in the band to troubleshoot issues and overcome the technical difficulties that always plague using electronics and, you know, scheduling long distance. And it's worked because I think it really matters to us.
Modality will release a double album in 2016. They'll promote it with a cross-country tour from Missoula, Montana to Blacksburg, Virginia. All members of the band, Jay Bruns, Clark Grant, Ben Weiss, Charles Nichols, and Patrick Christensen, will appear in person at those gigs. We're hearing a tune they call Curtis Music Hall 1892. It's named after a synth player named Curtis and a building in Butte.
This program was produced for Montana Public Radio by Cherie Newman. Look for photos and bios of Modality and listen to this program again online at mtpr.org.